Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
There are doors and doors.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend, Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode of this music podcast and a new week. Happy New Week, everybody. Today is the 27th of February. We've only got today and tomorrow left in this month. And as the month winds down, it's always that time to start thinking about new music that took place this month. Now, normally, there are a few more days in a month. So what we're going to do after consultation with myself, I decided that we would keep the submission window for February new music open until Friday, March 3rd. So get your picks in. By Friday, March 3rd, we may start airing some of the episodes because we already have some submissions, but we will probably start doing that soon. But we're going to give you until the 3rd, so you got a whole week to go through all your February music, pick something out, and send it to us. And the ways you can do new music is we need to hear your voice for this segment, and you can send an email with the voice file attached. You can record that on your little pocket smartphone computer thing and attach it to an email, or you can use your home audio recording equipment. And then you can attach that file to an email, send it to rock@suburbspod.com, put February new music in the title. That's helpful as well. And you can also call our Suburban Party Line. We've got a number set up there on Google, 612-440-1984. Just call and leave your new music picks there. As you may know, we ask for one song and one album. Can't wait to hear what you guys picked. I thought there were some cool records that came out in February from my own perspective. I'm going to be doing a choice myself, and we'll get that out to you as well. I also want to remind everyone that the voting continues in the American Band Madness poll. It's been a lot of fun. We finished three sections, and we're getting on to the last one in the first round now. And then we're going to be moving on to the second round matchup. So there's lots of fun to be had by all. All you have to do is find us on one of two social media platforms, either the Facebook, which is at Suburbs Pod, and we have the same handle on the Twitter. So find us there. Each day a new matchup is posted. Just follow the instructions to vote for the one you want. It's head-to-head, straight knockout. We haven't any ties yet, and I don't know what we do if there is a tie. I don't know why I brought that up. There won't be any ties. And the committee may decide in a case of a tie. I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm talking about. Forget I brought up ties altogether. And just vote for the one you want. And each day, go back to see who won that matchup. And then we will post the winner. And if you go to suburbspod.com, you can go to the homepage. You'll see a link there. Click it. And the updated bracket is there each morning. Intern Sam faithfully updates that bracket, and it means a lot. So thank you, Sam and Jim, for tallying the votes. It's been a lot of fun so far. It's definitely sparking a lot of conversation, that's for sure. Okay, on to today's topic. We've got a very short topic today that I want to hit you guys with. And I happen to be doing some research for another project, and I was looking at the birthdays that took place on this day, Monday, February 27th, and I happened to notice that Elizabeth Taylor was born. She was born on February 27th, 1932. She left us in the year 2011, but she was a British and American actress, one of the biggest film stars you can think of, Hollywood legend, and I'm sure everybody knows who she is. And you can certainly go and find information out about her if you want. But I took a different approach, and I went over to a music streaming service where I just typed in the words Elizabeth Taylor. And I came up with 17 songs that have Elizabeth Taylor as their title. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I really do. So here's the ones I found. Now, this is by no means a comprehensive list, but all these songs are titled Elizabeth Taylor. You've got one by The Rushing from their album called Album. You've got one by Claire McGuire from her album Stranger Things Have Happened. Pete Yorn does one on his album Hawaii. Will Young does one on the album Crying on the Bathroom Floor. Sounds like it's going to be a happy album. There's a band called Dr. Coolat, and they have an album called Olga that contains it. Here's a band called The Rushing, and they released it as a single. There's a band called Hydrogenesis on their album Roma. There's one by Damon McMahon on his album Mansions. There's one by Jonas Benjamin, and he has a single. And that is also the case with Cody James. There's a band called Shark Inferno, and their album Emotional Scrapings and Psychic Residue. And that's the only one that I found that actually has an explicit tag on it. There is one by a band called Most Hidden, and the song album is called Diamonds. There's one by the band Young People, and this is a record I have, a self-titled record called Young People. There's one by Bailey Rainwater, and that's a single. And then there's a jazz one that's really cool by Naruyoshi Kikuchi. And finally, there's one by the Nirala Brothers and their song Elizabeth Taylor. And that's the one I listened to. I'm not going to say I listened to all the way through to all these songs, but I did listen to bits and pieces of all of them. Several of them, you know, multiple ones do have the line, "I feel like Elizabeth Taylor." Or, of course, "I'm in love with Elizabeth Taylor." That's also very popular. But let's hear a little bit of the Nirala Brothers with their song, Elizabeth Taylor. Got a nice little indie pop charm. That's your musical challenge for today, to keep your music brain flexible and working. Got to exercise it every day. Well, go find songs called Elizabeth Taylor. See if you can find any that I didn't find. And let me know which one you liked. If you want to get in touch about what you did, I gave you the contact info. I'll run it down really quick. Once again, it's rock@suburbspod is our email address. You can call the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. Or you can find us on the social medias at Suburbs Pod, or you can stick your head out the window and yell. Okay? So we've covered Elizabeth Taylor. We've covered the extended February new music deadlines. And we know you're voting every day in the American Band Madness poll. That is it for us today. We've done our duty. We can go off on our separate ways and celebrate Elizabeth Taylor's birthday. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am the crazy person, Patrick Foster, who put this Elizabeth Taylor podcast together for you. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. And we're going to go out today with the jazz version I mentioned by Naruyoshi Kikuchi. And here it is. Peace. Forget I brought up ties altogether.